This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Schuster, and it is Monday, which means our dear friend Garrett Vogel is joining us. Hey, Garrett, are you there?
Salutations, Rob Schuster.
I like your new haircut. I see it's shaved at the sides.
Well, you know, I had to go to a wedding this weekend, and I could tell you all about that. So
was it J-Lo and Ben's wedding?
So I was at a very big wedding. I had to travel for it. Some maybe famous people might have been there. And then I watched my sister get married.
Oh, muscle tough. Oh, congratulations. That's
and by
beautiful.
That, my sister is Jennifer Lopez. No, my sister Brittany got married in a beautiful castle in Connecticut. It was a great time, and you know what? I'm glad J Lo got married because it took the paparazzi away from my sister's wedding.
Thank goodness.
I mean, we were worried. My dad had security there, and
no flights overhead.
One drone, but we were unsure. It might have been the photographer that was shooting the wedding.
It's fantastic. Congratulations, Brittany. Let's jump into the show. What time is it, my friends?
It is tea time.
So all the news about J-Lo and Ben's wedding, Brittany will be fine with this, all the details. So they got married over the weekend at his $9 million estate. Do we still call it his estate, or is it their estate?
Well, I guess the paperwork's not finalized yet. You know, like when you get married and you don't change your driver's license right away.
I see.
So it's still his, technically, but in theory it's theirs.
Technically his. Although we should point out, too, that they are married. They got married a few weeks ago in Las Vegas. So this was more of a ceremony. It had no legal implications. They are already married. Lots of stars there, but some were missing. We spotted Matt Damon and his wife. Director Kevin Smith was there. Also, too, we saw some top Hollywood agents. Patrick Weitzel, who is a huge agent in LA. He was there. Missing from the wedding, though, we didn't see Leah Remini. Now, Leah was J-Lo's best friend for a while. Where's she?
She couldn't get out of the Hamptons. Traffic is horrible this time of year. I mean...
It's interesting, isn't it? Something's happened there. We'll get to the bottom of it. And then the person we're all talking about is Casey Affleck, was missing from the wedding. So Casey
But wasn't
Affleck,
he in Vegas? No, but wasn't he at the Vegas wedding, though?
He was not at the Vegas wedding, no. So lots of rumours here. Does Casey really like Jennifer? Many years ago when they first got together, there was some rift there, apparently. So he was in LA, spotted in LA. He was asked why he wasn't at the wedding, and he sort of mumbled. He had other things to do. Then his people put out a statement to People saying, unfortunately, because of family and a parental obligation at home, he couldn't go. Now, it's obviously got up his nose, because late last night, Casey welcomed J-Lo into the family on social media. So he went on Instagram and said, good things are worth waiting for. There are so many twists and turns, new beginnings, and finding new reservoirs of old love. Very lovely thing to say. Should have gone to the wedding.
The one thing I hate, though, is how the media, and maybe we're to blame, too, they find Casey out in the street holding a pizza. So compared to his brother wearing all white next to J-Lo wearing all white, and there's Casey Affleck holding a pizza in the middle of the street, looking like he's disheveled and lost.
But I will say this, though. They know how this works. If my brother was going to get married and I didn't go, I would stay home that weekend. I wouldn't be out buying pizza. I wouldn't be walking around. We also spotted Jennifer Gardner out. So Jennifer was out with her dad and her boyfriend. She did not go to the wedding either. There's reports that both Jennifer Gardner and J-Lo's ex, Mark Anthony, were invited but decided not to go.
See, that's like a power move by Ben and Jennifer. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm going to be gracious and extend my offer to my ex.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Why would you even attend? I get it. Your kids
I'm
are there.
It's because of the kids. So the kids are there. Max and Emmy were there. They are the twins that J-Lo shares with Mark Anthony. And Ben's children was there. Violet, Serafina, and Samuel. So everybody had to wear white too. Everybody was in white. J-Lo, obviously, was in white. All the guests were in white. The only person that wore a color was Ben had some black trousers on.
But you know what's interesting? Well, I get it, too. White pants on guys, it's like hit or miss. But, you know, I was thinking about this over the weekend. Why, like, I get, you know, if you and I throw a party and we're like, oh, everyone wear white, it's cute. But why did J-Lo do it? And I started to think why. Mm. Because it's almost like, you know that game Where's Waldo? So yes. if paparazzi got a hold of photos per se, everybody would be like, where's J-Lo? Which one's J-Lo? Look, everybody's wearing white. I can't see where's J-Lo.
That's interesting. We got very few photographs of this. So there are a few aerial shots, but they're all so sort of blurry. You can't see much in there. Guests did post some pictures, but not of J-Lo. So when Teresa, and forgive me for comparing Jennifer's
How dare you? How dare you compare a housewife?
Sorry, but at Teresa's wedding, all the thirsty housewives, Jill Zara and all the housewives, took lots of pictures of Teresa and they published them really quickly. J-Lo's wedding, I'm told, is going to be in Vogue, on the cover of Vogue. There was a professional photographer there, but they haven't released any pictures yet. They did not remove their friends' cell phones. Now, there was a security check. It's hard wedding to get into. So they could have removed their phones. They didn't, but nobody broke the rules.
Credit to them. You know, credit to them. Be like, you know what? You go through this enough. We're all adults here. Like, don't be that person.
Right.
And you know what? And they let their, by having their cell phones, you know what? Their friends are like, we'll respect you.
Respectful. Pictures, but nothing to. There's a picture, I think, of some chocolates. There was a picture of a dance floor. So there's a few pictures.
Stuff that's not going to sell money on the internet.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
But yet still letting your friends, putting that trust in both of you, going,
right. Like,
hey,
Kevin
you could
Smith,
have your phone. Yeah, exactly.
You could have your phone. Kevin Smith, the director, wearing white. He took a picture of himself before he left the hotel. That isn't going to be on the cover of Us Weekly. So you're welcome to do that picture. But nobody has spoiled it. Nobody has released that really crisp picture yet of J-Lo's dress. I'm told she was in Ralph Lauren, so that's going to be a really interesting look for Jennifer. It was not
check
Versace.
A housewife account. Check a housewife account. They probably have the pictures.
It was not saucy. It was not sexy. It was really, really traditional, beautiful dress. I can't wait to see it. I'm told we're going to see it on the cover of Vogue. I've also got the menu. So they had fried pork chops, rice and vegetables, which is a staple of Puerto Rico. They also had roasted chicken and mac and cheese. So lots of it were embracing to the southern cuisine. Now,
Savannah,
this is where I need to get your opinion, because this is something that has popped up that I didn't really think about. A few years ago, Ben found out that he came from a family who owned slaves generations ago. He was on an NBC show. I think it's called Who Do You Think You Are?
Right.
And they look back at your history. Now, at the time, Ben allegedly tried to suppress this. He did not want this out there. He didn't want it out there. So he suppressed it. Now he's getting married at a plantation-themed home in the South. He tried to sell this house. He couldn't sell it. Was this a good choice for venue?
Well, at the end of the day, it's not like Ben Affleck, you know, came out and said, I support my family and I support slavery. Like, he didn't. And I get why it would be a bad look, because everybody jumps to conclusions, first off. You know what I mean? By hearing the headline, Ben Affleck is raised on a racist
plantation
farm.
Plantation wedding. That's like, ooh.
Right. You know what I mean? But it has nothing to do, you know, and I'm sure Jennifer Lopez was well aware of it, because J-Lo is on every single, like, little thing.
She's
like
detailed focus.
She's like very detailed. Exactly.
She notices detail.
So I'm sure they were aware of it, but I don't think it was an issue, or it should be an issue for them, at least. You know,
Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, they regret that they had a plantation-themed wedding. I don't know if that's the right word, themed, but it certainly was a wedding on a plantation, and they regret that. And I think even some wedding sites now have said they're not going to run pictures anymore that are taken on plantations or homes that look like this. So it's just an interesting thought about that, because that's definitely going to be bubbling up today. But it brings us to our poll question of the day, and we want to know what you think about this. Casey Affleck missed the wedding of his brother, Ben Affleck, and Jennifer Lopez. Is this a diss? Is it a diss? Or do you think he did have a family commitment? So go vote on our Twitter page. It's a hard one. On our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, Garrett Love, what are you working on?
Well, one person not at the big Ben Affleck, Jennifer Lopez wedding, Will Smith. He spent the weekend trying to get back on social media. And so he posted a little cute video, two gorillas playing with each other, to his 63 million followers. And pretty much the silverback gorilla pretty much poking the baby, poking like, hey, come on, play. And the big gorilla not having it. So, you know. It got it got over a million likes over the weekend. And of course, the comments came rolling in. A lot of support, a lot of LOLs. We welcome you back. We've missed you. Everyone goes through stuff. You're human, just like the rest of us. Come back, Will. But this comes after the apology where Will Smith sat down and pretty much, quote unquote, answered fan questions talking about the slap and the apology, and which kind of got mixed reviews from a lot of people.
Yeah,
so
it was sort of staged, wasn't it? I'm not sure I like that apology. I watched this clip he put up. I thought the gorillas were sort of cute and making fun about returning. It's going to be awkward, but now just return. Like, just get back on and start talking about the cats, or maybe not politics, but like stuff on the internet that interests you. I would just return if I was Will. I wouldn't do a big fanfare.
No, I get that too. But you and I talked about this was no more than what, 5 months ago. We're talking about, why not just do the whole 12 months? You know, go enjoy yourself. Like you got so much money at this point in life. Just stay silent for 12 months, and then on the 13th month
year, pop back up. Just hello, everybody.
I have silently come out with, you know, a movie maybe you were working on over the last year. No need to be like, you know, dipping your toe in the water. Hey, can I come in?
It's tricky, isn't it? I saw his Q ratings. This is how you judge a celebrity's popularity has plummeted. People have really turned on him. I've got to admit, I used to think Will was a really good guy, and I saw a side of him, and we all saw a side of him, that's the point, on television, that I just wouldn't have believed he would ever do that. And it made me think, oh gosh, is this whole thing a lie here? So he's got a lot of troubles with the public, but what he does have, you're right, is a ton of money. We'll go away for a little bit. Go disappear for a little
bit. Give me six more months.
Yeah, maybe we'll miss
you. Six more months, we could talk.
Good idea there, Garrett. Hey, moving along, Kate Middleton and Prince William are privately renting a home. So they've got a new house. It is
Airbnb,
on the
are they Airbnb
of Windsor. But they didn't buy it. They are privately renting it. So a royal expert said that the potential renovations on the home could be millions. Even though they're renting it, they're going to renovate it. Strange. But they're going to pay that themselves. Now, at Kensington Palace, their official official address, they did not pay for the renovation. The taxpayer did. So they're renting this home to be closer to their granny. They want to get the kids out of London, out of the spotlight. I like that. They want them to have as normal a life as possible. Now, they have this amazing estate in Norfolk, but it's a little bit too far away from London. So they've found this amazing cottage by Windsor Castle, very close.
And when you say cottage, though, Rob, sure,
it's a magnificent. But let me point out, though, it's four bedrooms. So I know people who have four bedrooms houses. They don't have a room. Ooh, get this. They don't have a room for their nanny. So they're going to pay for their nanny to have a different home and come to the house every day. But there's going to be no royal nanny anymore. So four bedrooms. They have George, Charlotte, and Louis will all have their own bedroom, and then they'll have a bedroom. So it's a lovely, lovely house. We couldn't afford this house.
And an office to do Zoom interviews.
I should imagine this. Do you think there's a crown room or stuff? I don't know. But it's a nice house, but it's not a house that if you looked at it, you would say the future King of England would live there. And they are renting it. Garrett, what do you feel about renting or owning? Some people say renting's dead money.
I think you rent early on in your life, in your 20s, maybe up until, but once you hit close to 30 and you're still renting, you might as well just take your money and set it on fire at that point. You know what I mean? Like you have no investment unless you own a car, maybe. You need something to your name.
Really, I'm the opposite. I say as you get
older. This is like fast money.
Rent.
We're like CNBC talking about money.
Opposite. I say the older you get, rent, because I don't have any children. Or I don't want to leave my money to anybody particularly. So I have nothing to leave.
So like Darby's not going to get your money?
There's going to be no money. I'm going to die penniless. I'm going
to die. You're not leaving your money to your dog?
No. Well, I will look after Darby, although Darby is now, let's talk about it, get me upset, but he's six. I hope I live a little longer than another 6 years, but I don't know about this. Like my mum and dad now, they own this beautiful house in London. It's a really kind of expensive house, but they don't need it anymore. Like, although saying that, if they sold the house and rented, when you get older, you spend less money too. So I don't know about this one, but maybe
but when you go back home,
yes.
You do not want to be staying in a room that you've never stayed in before.
I'm fine with it. I've never stayed in a hotel, which is renting. I'd stay in a hotel. It's interesting. Some of my friends are very much that generation where they had to buy a house and it made them feel secure and part of society. I'm not that guy. I like to rent. I don't want the responsibility. I like it if you rent. If your dishwasher breaks or your air conditioning breaks, you just phone the super. I don't fix anything. It's not me. I don't know about this one. Hey, quickly before we get a break, Alec Baldwin is talking again about the Rust shooting. I wish he would shut up about this, but he won't. He's doing tons and tons of interviews. He confessed to CNN that he hired a private investigator to check everybody out.
Do you get your money back after you find out the FBI says that you're at fault?
That you're investigating other people. He said, it's taken years of my life. He also added that he's lost at least five projects. Five different films have fired him since this. He blames the person that handed him the gun and the person on the set that was in charge of props. He said it is their responsibility. Based on his private investigator, he goes on to say he doesn't believe anyone will be criminally charged.
I understand that, but at the end of the day, you still pulled it. So it might not be that you had intent to go, I'm going to kill someone today, but you were still a part of the action. So
you were holding the gun.
Right.
Yes, I agree. And all these interviews are not helping. Hey, let's take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Schroeder with our dear friend, Garrett Vogel.
Yes,
hey, Garrett,
hello.
Darling. Let's get to the polls.
Here we go. Monday poll, Mark.
It's on Friday. Oh, we did this story on Friday that Anne Heche actually warned her Ally McBeal co-star, Portia de Rossi. You forget those two were on Ally McBeal.
Yeah.
She warned her against pursuing her ex, Ellen DeGeneres. Have you ever warned anybody about an ex? That's our question. Let's have a look. Oh, 70% said yes. I have not. If a friend of mine dates an ex of mine, I don't warn them. Unless it's something awful. And there isn't. Like, if just because they were mean to me or we didn't get along, I don't warn people. What about you here, Karen?
No, I'm the same. And I can't envision, Mark Anthony going to Ben Affleck and saying, hey, man, good luck.
Watch out, she snores.
You know, Jennifer Garner going to Jennifer Lopez and going, hey, I don't know about this.
Drinks. We know that.
It's so awkward. It's awkward. It means you cannot let go. You've moved on. Everybody has moved on.
You only make yourself look bad. You're not going to hurt those two. So don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now
It's time for our nicest of the day.
Uh-oh. Yes. So we were talking about Jennifer Garner not being at the wedding. And
she
was at Sam's Club. Now, Rob Shooter, I know you're a man of excellence and high taste, but have you been to a Sam's Club or Costco in your life?
I have not.
Rob Shooter, I would love to take... This is a reality show in the making. Sam's Club, Costco just offer the greatest... Imagine your favorite thing in the world...
Yes.
Times 50, you know, size. That's what it is. But she was so Jennifer Garner was spotted on Saturday around 4 o'clock when the wedding was happening in West Virginia, and she was wearing a blue tee, some
very
linen
casual
pants and sneakers. Just a very but that's Jennifer Garner though.
She's
very
cool.
Just down to earth, and she's with her boyfriend John Miller, and I'm sure they were buying like large things of like cheese puffs, you know, because that's what you get. That's what you get at Sam's Club.
Like, do you think she was spotted deliberately right at the time of the wedding?
Well, but if she was spotted in the town of the wedding, yes, that's
right.
One thing. But what are you supposed to do? Why is she supposed to hide the entire... She's in Sam's Club, for God's sake.
She could have needed toilet paper or toothpaste.
She's not at the Blue... She's not at Ivy.
Right.
She's not seeking attention.
No, you've got a good point. You are our nicest of the day. Now our naughty's the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. This is really wild. So Bethany Frankel, who is a reality star, has
criticized...
reality stars. So Bethany is going after the Kardashians hard. Last week she went after Kim's beauty collection. Now she's going after the Kardashians saying, we need an intermission. And she said, I hate to say this, I've got to be honest, but give me an effing break and cancel them. And she also seems to be asking, what message are they saying to our children to be fake, to brag as much as possible, to get plastic surgery? And Bethany goes on to conclude that she thinks she's been waterboarded by this famous family and can't get away from them. She blames the media. Stop shoving them down my throat. Now, everything she said might be valid. The problem is she's not the best messenger.
Pot calling kettle black.
She became famous by doing all these awful things on a reality show. She was awful. The housewives are awful. Like, we watch them to see all this terrible behavior.
How dare she criticize, says the skinny girl vodka, you know?
I think she's jealous of their success. Bethany loves attention, and she's getting it now, so she's playing this very smartly, I guess, if attention is the goal here. I don't think Kim or anyone should respond. I think they should just ignore her. What do you think?
When was the last time you think Bethany Frankel sat on a couch and ate ramen noodles with someone? You? You were probably the last person.
Right, it might have been. I used to know her just when she was becoming famous. And she wants this. She wants to be famous. She's the most ambitious person I know. And I say that with respect. But going after the Kardashians, Bethany, come on. Take a moment. This is an odd message for you. Let's end with something nice. A moment,
yes.
Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a
yes.
Rob. Alicia Keys said the following, and I love it. No one will take care of you if you don't take care of yourself. Start taking care of yourself. That is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Garrett show.
Have a great Monday.
Of iHeartRadio. Do indeed. And don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts.
So easy.
Or wherever you listen, it is easy. And leave us a review. That's easy too. And
that's even easier.
Even easier. And remember all together now, if you're going,
if you're going to be naughty,
you've got to be nice. Take care, everybody. Pip, pip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.